T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elise the star, run her mouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elise the star.
Hey guys, another episode of Elise's Thought of the Day. And today I wanted to talk about DMX, who is one of my favorite people, actually. DMX and I have had an interesting ride together. He kind of saved my life. There was a year of my life where I listened to his album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, every day. And I was running a bookstore, and I was doing a lot of manual labor. So that album on repeat kept me moving. But more than that, like, his anger soothed me, you know? I realized in re-listening to the album this week that I don't think I ever really learned most of the lyrics, because I couldn't say the N-word, even by myself in the stock room. I was just like, that's not for me. And I hadn't realized yet that you can perfectly replace it with the word fucker. So I enjoyed the songs, but I just danced, you know, or I just moved. And, you know, I can sing the, oh, oh, the way Rough Riders roll. You guys don't want to hear me sing. Anyway, so I loved him that year. I think I was 22. And then his scandal came out about him abusing dogs, and he got his dogs taken away from him. But, you know, the report on that said that the dogs were horribly mistreated. And I couldn't follow him after that. I couldn't. It was gross. And since then, I had a neighbor who abused dogs, and I didn't know how to handle it. It was really hard for me because I was close with everyone else in his household. But you know, it took me a while to realize that someone attacking your pet in your household is part of abuse. That is just part of someone striking terror in the house, you know, is, if I'll do this to a dog, what could I do to you? So I've seen the kind of intimidation that beating a dog creates in a household. And I've seen how scared it makes everybody else. And that's when I still thought it was gross, but I also didn't know how to unwind it from the other kinds of abuse that were happening. So I am also a huge fan of couples therapy, this show where you follow these celebrities, you know, half the couple is a celebrity, half of the couple is not usually, and they show up and their marriages are all fucked up, and there are usually 6 of them, and they live soberly in a house together, and they go to therapy in groups as well as one-on-one. And Dr. Jen is the best therapist I've ever seen on television. She walks people through their trauma, you know, and talks to them about the root of their inability to form healthy relationships, you know, and she gets them to the other side. And there are sometimes when something messed up is happening that she wants to help the person through, but doesn't want on camera. So, and I really respect a shrink who's going to do that with a celebrity show like this, because it means that she's really trying to help the people on the show. And it's interesting to watch the dynamic of group therapy, because group therapy creates an accountability system. It creates peer pressure. So I've seen in pretty much every season of couples therapy, there's one or two people in the group who don't share, don't say anything specific about their experiences, don't break down, just aren't participating. And by the fifth or sixth episode, the group confronts them about the fact that they're not trying, because everybody else in the room is trying. And they're like, it makes me angry to see you not trying to get better. Like, we're all trying to get better here. Peer pressure, like I said. And it's a positive peer pressure. And I know that that's the reason why they do the group therapy, is because therapists want to create positive peer pressure so that everyone gets better together. And it's interesting because they'll do a session and then they have to hang out. And they're all processing what happened in the session and talking to each other about what they think, what's healthy, what's not, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, where their connection to their partner is breaking down, all of that shit. So, and like I said, it's a sober house. So they do the same shit to all of the celebrities and their partners that they do in any intervention show. They go through their belongings. They take all of their alcohol and drugs away, unless something's prescribed. And if somebody gets drunk, they have to leave. If somebody gets fucked up, they have to leave. That's the condition. And DMX and his wife went on the show. And it took so long for them to get DMX to give up his alcohol and his weed. He just didn't want to be sober, even for a second. And then it's interesting because as soon as they pry his drugs away from him and his booze away from him, he starts sharing and he starts being honest about his life. And I saw Wendy Williams talking about this, and it was really powerful because she cried. She cried because right after that, people were horrible to DMX online. Twitter just went after him. And I always thought him in the show, he was so amazing. He did such a good job. You know, as soon as he was sober, even though it was painful for him, he worked on his shit hard. And his mother, you know, Dr. Jen's really good. She pulls anybody in who has affected your ability to form healthy relationships. Your mother and your father is typically it, but it could be a sister or brother. I've seen it all. And Dr. Jen's really good about being like, okay, you know, to her patient, she says, just say what you said to me. Let's talk about what actually happened between the two of you so that we can figure out how you both can heal. So DMX's mother came in and she didn't seem to understand exactly what she'd done. But apparently she's never told him she loved him. And randomly, whenever she felt like it, she would just drop him off at social services. She wouldn't tell him what she was doing. So every time he took a car ride with her, he was probably terrified. And she didn't tell him she loved him before she left or when she picked him back up, you know? And that kind of consistent abandonment, I can't imagine. You know, of course, he only understands abuse and neglect. He was abused and neglected. And DMX straight up said he's never had therapy before. He probably hadn't been this sober for 2 days in a row in 20 years. And honestly, if I'd had that kind of childhood, there's a good chance that I would want to be fucking drunk and medicated all the time too. Like, that's painful. And since he's never had therapy, he doesn't have people talking him through how to undo that damage and not carry it out over and over again. There wasn't any way for him to be healthier than he was. And once I saw that, once I heard what had happened to him, it made a lot of sense, the dogs. But also you get to see his long-suffering, as everybody's pointed out, wife, who'd been with him for 20 years, and he cheated on her. I remember one year, probably just before he went on couples therapy with her, he had gotten like 8 girls pregnant at the same time. And he was still with this woman. He still had children with her, and he still lived with her. He still paid for her life. But he wouldn't have a relationship with her. He wouldn't be faithful, but he also didn't really know how to create intimacy without abuse, I think. And like I said, neglect. So he didn't give her the emotional connection that might have justified all of his fuckery, right? So I think what I saw in that season was her gently trying to break up with him and just saying, look, I still love you, but you got to let me go. This isn't a relationship. This is you using me and hurting me over and over again. And I don't want to do this anymore. And I haven't wanted to do this for a really long time. And you don't listen to me. So I'm going to need other people to say it to you. It seemed to me like by the end of the season, the best thing he could do for her was give her the divorce she wanted. And it seemed like he got close to that. It seemed like he was accepting that she just wanted to be friends, basically. You know, they still have kids together. They were married for 20 years. There's still love there. It's just she doesn't want to be treated like shit anymore. And I don't blame her. And I don't blame him either. I mean, Wendy Williams said, you know, it's partly his mother's fault, but it's also partly his fault for his actions. I don't know if that's true. You know, some people who are abused don't understand how to help themselves afterwards and don't have access to help. I know that a lot of people, you know, of all races and ages think that going to therapy makes you weak or crazy. And I know that looking weak is not something any man wants. So I get why he wouldn't have pursued that. But without therapy or somebody who's psychologically knowledgeable, you're not going to be able to escape that kind of, like, repeating that kind of pattern. Like, he didn't have any role models. He didn't have a father. He didn't really have a mother. And he didn't even have anyone consistently in social services. Like, there was no adult who cared about him for his entire childhood. I don't know how somebody recovers from that without help. Like I said, medication seems really reasonable to me. Of course he wanted to be fucked up all the time. That is a lot of pain to just carry around for 20 years. For 40 years, really, because the first 20, it's painful. And the second 20, it's still painful. So I just thought he was really brave. And I don't know, I didn't follow him after that because my music changed a little bit. And I don't know, I fell in love with him again. And I didn't want to know anything else about him that might change the way I saw him. I wanted to think that he kept working on his shit and healing and trying to form healthy relationships. Wendy said she thought that he could have a better relationship with his mother and his wife after this. And I don't know. I think the best relationship he could have with either of them is closure. You know, like, his wife wanted to be free and his mother still didn't seem like she was interested in being kind or compassionate or taking responsibility. I was not impressed with what she gave him from those sessions. And I don't know what happened privately between them. Maybe she did You know, in order for someone to get over abuse, in order for someone to make a different kind of relationship with their abuser, that abuser has to be sorry. They have to say that they wish they hadn't done it. They have to say that they want to try again because they don't want to keep hurting you. And it just didn't seem like she was saying that. So I still love DMX, or again, and I was really sad to hear that he was gone. And I'm learning that there's a whole bunch of fucking music he made after that one album that I fell in love with that is amazing also. So I'm grateful for him for keeping on making work. And I understand his work so much better now that I have this context of his life. And, you know, I'm not going to hold it against him. I was never holding against him that he was a slut. Even a married slut. I love sluts of all kinds. Like, I get that. I'm a slut, you know, and, you know, getting 8 women pregnant to me just says that he had sex with 8 different women. And I, you know, I've been the other woman a number of times and I liked it. So I don't have that kind of morality around that situation. I kind of thought it was funny before I had seen his long-suffering wife. But I was cheering for him. I wanted him and his wife to understand each other better. I wanted him to figure out how to be kind to her and to recognize that he had abused and neglected her as well as part of his repeating of that pattern, and to try and change it. And he just did so much fucking work. He worked so hard. It was really beautiful to see him crack himself open on television and be honest about his experiences and the way he'd repeated his patterns. It was really brave. And I think of him as brave. You know, like he lived his life honestly. We all knew what was going on with DMX at all times. And even when he was fucked up and trying to heal, he shared that, which is really scary. I could not have done that with my therapy. So that's my tribute. I think that DMX was an amazing man, and I'm excited to dive back into his work and his life. And I'm a little bit sorry that I didn't appreciate him more when he was alive. Okay. Thank you for listening to my thought of the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.